This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, thank you so very much for doing the job you're doing to keep America moving along. And remember, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can also go to Parler, the Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now to start out hour number one, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And, you know, Kyle, last night was really kind of strange in a way that so many people were at each other's throats. And I get that. People are upset. But life goes on, and so does the country. And somebody told me yesterday, well, Bill Gates says we're all going to be wearing masks until 2022, and Bill Gates this and Bill Gates that. And I said, since when did Bill Gates get elected to anything?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Nope. He's not elected. Nope.
No. So he has, it's just his opinion, and his opinion is just like anything else. And by the way, while we're all at our wits' end, folks, with what we've seen happen, let's just kind of take a step back and plan on the future and what we can do to change the wrongs we've all seen, because that needs to be the mission right now. We need to correct all these wrongs and these problems we've got. And it starts at the state level, because the states control the voting laws in their own states. Correct, Kyle?
That's right.
The feds have nothing to do with it. They left it up in the Constitution, left it up to the states. So election and voter reform is desperately needed now at the state level. And we can do it. We have 28 Republican-controlled states. You can't tell me we can't do it there. The Democratic states don't want to do it, then guess what? Change the damn legislatures the next time around. Change them and make them red so that you can do that. The Dominion machines need to be banned right now from ever being used again. That's my opinion. Now, everything surrounding our American elections, in my opinion, should be made in America, like those ESNS machines that had no issues anywhere. I did a little research yesterday on the ESNS voting machines. They didn't have any problems. And that's just a start. And, of course, there's going to be a lot more to do. And the movement's got to start right now. Instead of running your mouths, instead of blowing a bunch of smoke, now's the time to get things started and off the ground. And by God, that's exactly what we're going to be doing tonight at the Tampa Bay Trump Club over at Muggs when we have Roger Stone come in there to speak to the group. I'm going to be speaking. Colonel Jim Warshick's going to be speaking. Brooke Emery's going to be speaking. And Roger Stone will be the primary speaker. But it all boils down right now, folks, to January 6th in the joint session of Congress. since no court will hear the case. And there's this plan out there to use alternative electors. You know what that is, right, Kyle?
Well, right, yeah. There's this idea that they would do that, and if they were able to win their cases, they could be directed to certify those results instead of the original ones.
And how many times has that been tried and worked?
Two times in history.
And did it work?
Nope, didn't work.
Okay. So get ready for January 20th, folks. It's coming, and we're going to see, like it or not, a President Joe Biden and a Vice President Kamala Harris sworn in, whether we the people like it or not. But keep in mind, election reform is needed now. Election reform is not left up to the Congress of the United States. It's left up to the states. So it's totally up to the states and all of us to do this. And we, the people, have to insist it gets done. And we can do that. And I don't know about y'all. I'll throw a little Southern in there. I don't know about y'all, but I've only begun to fight using my voice in my national audience, and I'm going to continue to fight. And that's what we need to do. We need to organize, we need to plan our course, and we need to get it done so we don't see this happen again. Okay, where am I wrong, Kyle?
Well, you're not wrong, Captain. And if I could ask a question based on your experience in a combat situation, it would seem to me that you can't fight the fight you want to fight. You've got to fight the fight that's given to you, and you have to make choices, and you have to make determinations based on the reality that you're seeing at that very moment in time in order to win at another time.
It's called adapt, improvise, and overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we need to do right now. But
yeah,
we need to get our plan together. And the Republicans, if they don't want to do it, then get the hell out of the way. We'll start our own group. Maybe we'll call ourselves the Patriot Party. Maybe that's what we need to do. Maybe we need to start a third party and call ourselves the Patriot Party and surround ourselves with patriots that want to do something about correcting the wrongs in America. And it all starts at the voting booth. Because if we can't trust our own votes, and they're going to be tabulated correctly, which, again, it's been left up to the states to do that. Now, my state, thank God, we didn't have any problems. Florida. So let's use that as the example for the rest of the country. How about that?
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well, here we come. So hold that thought. And, folks, I'll get down off my soapbox right now. And when I come back, I'm going to tell you why this Electoral College ploy that we're hearing about right now with the alternate electors, where it was tried, and what the end results were. We're going to tell you a little bit about that.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And I got a great idea for Christmas, for a Christmas present, and there's plenty of time to do it yet. And that's give someone that you know that's in pain the gift of Relief Factor. Give them the three-week quick start. It's only $19.95. And I'll tell you what, you'll find out pretty quick what it'll do for them, because with the products that are in it, the ingredients that are in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. Now, for anybody that's got problems with swelling of joints or knees or legs or ankles or whatever, this will go right straight to the source to lower or even eliminate the swelling and pain associated with exercise, everyday living, or whatever it is that you've got going on that's creating pain. It works. I've been taking it for over 5 years. It's 100% drug-free. And let me tell you something. It also helps the process of healing. So for $19.95, it's all it costs for the three-week quick start. Go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And give this as a Christmas gift to somebody that's in pain that needs to get out of it. It'll work. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All natural ingredients, $19.95. ReliefFactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Okay, Kyle, even as president-elect, and that's what we're going to have to call him now because that's what the deal is right now, unfortunately, Joe Biden's victory was affirmed by the Electoral College on Monday. Republican electors supporting President Donald Trump met in a handful of battleground states won by Biden, and tried to appoint themselves as alternate electors that could keep the president in office. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I know that that was something that they want to do, or have, or we're starting to do, yes.
Now, would that deny Joe Biden his presidency, yes or no?
No.
You're right. Mm-hmm. The competing states were just the latest effort by Donald Trump and his allies to use the complex machinery that's their legal machinery to try to do something that has not worked before. Now, can these alternate electors change the outcome of an election, Kyle?
No, again, only if they were able to win some court cases and then have their electors be certified in place of the quote-unquote original.
Now,
yeah,
the president of the Senate, which is the Vice President Mike Pence, is going to be in charge of the proceedings come January the 6th. And they're banking on the fact that Mike Pence is going to go along with these alternate electors and to get himself reelected and Donald Trump reelected, which is something that has never happened before. So we're charting some very unchartable waters here, and we better be careful what we wish for, because again, it's been tried twice, once in 1876 and once in 1960, and it did not work. The candidate that they wanted to get in did not get in.
Well, exactly right.
Yeah.
In other words, the term, and this was what Jonathan Turley used the other day, running out of runway. And unfortunately, we're running out of runway here.
Yeah, and let me go to the telephone lines because we've got our friend Mike in Clearwater on the line. Okay, Mr. Mike, what are we saying that's not right?
It's unfortunate, but I think you're right, Captain. I think, you know, we all have to brace for 4 years of Biden.
It won't be 4 years of Biden. It won't be 4 years of Biden. We'll wind up with Kamala Harris at the end of the fourth year. Watch.
Well, it might be after the end of the second year, but that goes to what I was going to ask Kyle. You know,
okay.
You don't hear the mainstream media talk about this Hunter Biden investigation. Now, back when Trump took office, even while he was the incoming, his transition team, they were, you know, Russia and collusion and this and that. For 4 years, they gave him hell. Oh, he fires all the people. He does it. Well, I wonder what's going to happen when Biden takes office and his son is under investigation. Is he going to fire the people if they try to look into it further? I mean, and then, of course, if he, you know, you're never going to hear the media give him any kind of crap, not nearly what they did Donald Trump. So,
okay.
What do you think is going to happen, Professor? This thing is growing legs.
Okay.
And apparently it's been looked into for the past 2 years. They kept it under wraps. So what is poor Biden going to do? He's kind of in a pickle, is he not? And I just want to see what you have to say, Kyle.
All right. Thank you, Mike. And go ahead. You first, Kyle, and then I got something to say about this.
Well, I mean, you know, anything can happen. You know, Biden knows that it's getting pretty close. The Joe Biden, that is, knows that it's getting pretty close in terms of, as Mike just said, they've been looking at this for a long time. Well, we saw what happened in Ukraine when Joe Biden was the vice president. We saw how they got the prosecutor fired. They wasn't going to get the $1 billion, et cetera, et cetera. I'll just say the thing about that, right? But in this case, there would be a lot more sunlight on it. I think the answer is it could go either way. But certainly this story does have legs, and it soon will be very, very difficult to ignore, even though you still have some of the mainstream media trying to ignore it. But that sets up the following. It sets up, at the very least, something that could happen in terms of, well, does this really track back to Biden? Did he really have keys to the office, as they say? All those things can go to damage his very, very young presidency at that point.
Okay. First of all, the Hunter Biden reports are starting to be talked about on the lamestream media. Of all things, I was channel surfing. I heard them talking about it on CNN, and then I heard NBC talking about it in a different manner. They were talking about Hunter Biden may, in fact, take a plea bargain deal on a lesser charge to get this out of the news.
Well, that could be very interesting.
And I heard that on the mainstream media.
Well, and again, because that would all, they believe that that would protect his father.
That's right.
From a constant
and it would stop, array. It would stop everything from going on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But because, again, the real question is,
yeah,
how far does it track back to Joe Biden?
All right, hold on, because here comes the Professor Emeritus here. Okay, Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana, what say you?
What say I? I think January 20th, Joseph Biden is sworn in as President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And I think January 21st, he shuts down all these investigations, and he's going to make it look easy.
Now, he can't do it, is my understanding, with what's-his-face, Durham, because Durham is supposedly doing something different. Although yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, we heard he's adding more staffers.
Well, he might be doing that, but if you know anything about special prosecutors, independent counsels, or special counsels, you know, the first two under Nixon and then under Clinton and Bush, there were Supreme Court cases on special counsels because they were independent within government. That was the rationale behind them. And what the Supreme Court says, no, not really. You can't put something out there that's independent of one of the branches of government and expect them to go away on their own, because they don't. Lawrence Walsh proved that. The independent counsel that we've seen under Trump, they finally brought that under the chain of command of the Justice Department.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can fire. And he could fire Durham real quick. Even if, you know, that was one of the things they had to keep Trump's head cool on, was fire Mueller. Because he wanted to. I think if he didn't have wise counsel, I think he would have went ahead and fired Mueller earlier in the investigation. He knew he didn't do any of this stuff. It was a waste of time. Mm-hmm. You know, part of Trump's problem was he was naive. You know, the first year and a half of his presidency, anytime Congress wanted something or the special prosecutor wanted something, he'd just turn it over to him. I have nothing to hide. Here it is. Bill Clinton, even if he didn't have anything to hide, you would have taken a year of court trying to get papers or recordings or whatever from him. So two things happened with Trump. One, he didn't have an attorney general right off the bat. Sessions was terrible. He should have never have put an independent counsel in there.
I agree.
And second, as soon as the FBI called Flynn, and Flynn had a lot of experience in the executive branch, mm-hmm. he should have said, well, let me get my lawyer first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he thought he was more chummy with the FBI than what he was, and it come back to bite him.
Yeah.
So I think with Biden, his base is totally behind him. I don't think you're going to see too many Democrats that say he shouldn't have done that. Now, because he's going to blame everything on Trump. Trump's going to get blamed on everything for the next 4 years.
Yeah,
this is all political.
That's true. Now, I got a question to ask you, and we don't have time because we're coming up on a break, so just hang in there. Can you hang in there?
Yeah, I can hang in there.
All right, okay. Now, Kyle, Kyle, you're still there, right?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask Dan about this alternative electoral thing here, because I'm looking at the two cases, the one in 1876, the one in 1960. I'm looking at what was tried to have been done, and it did not happen. So I don't know why they think they can get it done now when they've tried it twice and it hasn't worked. So I'm going to ask Dan what he thinks. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
A
group of lawmakers unveiled a pair of coronavirus aid bills on Monday, one containing $747 billion in new PPP loans for small businesses, an unemployment insurance extension, and funding for vaccine distribution. The other contains $160 billion in aid for state and local governments and a provision that offers legal protections from COVID-related lawsuits. Senator Mitt Romney is part of the group of lawmakers that came up with the bills. The Utah Republican tells CNBC that Congress needs to get stimulus funds out to struggling Americans right away.
We have people that are going to lose their unemployment insurance the day after Christmas, and to keep that from happening is a high priority. We want help also for people that need mental health facilities. We need help for small businesses desperately. We got a lot of businesses just hanging on. So this is another round of PPP grants and loans to small businesses. This is money that needs to get out right away.
This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Larry Elder. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you can go to their website, geico.com, geico.com. Type in your zip code and get a cost comparison on whatever it is you're driving now, whether it's a car or a truck or a motorcycle or an RV, an ATV, a boat, whatever it is you're using. They'll give you a cost comparison on that, be able to see if you can save some money. And then if you have a house and home owner's insurance, or if you're a renter and you have renter's insurance, which you should, you can bundle all that together and get an even cheaper rate. Now, I've been with Geico going on 15 years, and they've absolutely been the best insurance company I've ever had, bar none, anywhere, for any reason whatsoever. So I'm sold on them, which is why I'm telling you about them. So check them out online by going to Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and tell them the Captain sent you. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics First. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we got Dan the Man on the line, but before I go to Dan the Man, we've got a caller, and I think I know who this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
How you doing, Matt? It's Rick.
I thought so. Okay, what's up, Rick, and where are you at tonight?
Well, I'm just coming up into Temple, Texas, heading down south to San Antonio.
Okie dokie.
As usual.
Okie dokie.
Couple things.
Yes, sir.
In 2018, the executive order that was signed by Donald Trump, and what does it involve? Martial law?
Okay, we'll
something
get
like that.
Yeah, we'll get into that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other thing is the hypocrisy. I want to just kind of put out there, as if people don't know already, If you notice the flu statistics that are normally out there, however many thousands, have kind of disappeared.
That's right.
It didn't even get lowered. So the reason they say, well, that's because everybody's washing their hands, putting on their mask. But then when you ask why the coronavirus outbreak is the way it is, it's because people are not wearing their masks. It's like, which one is it? And now Bill Gates? Really? Bill Gates is involved in telling us?
Bill Gates is running his mouth because he feels comfortable with Joe Biden, but he's got nothing to do with policy for the country. And when he made that crack yesterday about, well, he won't be wearing masks until 2022, things won't be normal. Take that, just take that and put it in the toilet and flush it.
Oh, gladly.
Yeah.
Yeah, gladly.
All right, well, let's go ahead.
I was just wondering, so as far as the electoral votes, today they came out in his favor.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. That was not a surprise. We knew that was going to happen.
Right.
Okay, well,
I'm wondering what the next step is.
Well, we're going to tell you, okay? And thanks very much,
right.
Rick, and drive safe, please.
Absolutely. Have a good night.
All righty, and that's Trucker Rick over there in Texas. Okay, now let me bring in Dan DeMand. You heard that conversation, right?
Right, I heard it.
Okay, opinion.
Some Republicans are going to be pulling just the opposite direction as Trump when it comes to this alternative electoral stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about 1960, Kennedy, Nixon. Those were Nixon's forces, and Nixon was against it. He wanted to leave. He wanted to lead the vice president. He wanted to put the 60 campaign behind him, and he did. He didn't want that residue of trying to challenge the results of an election. I think when you get, and this is my own opinion, and I'm a Trump guy, I think that if you go the alternative electoral vote route, the only thing you do is cheapen democracy. You know, it didn't work the first two times, and it's not going to work now. You're asking a lot out of people, and these people, I think a lot of Republicans in Congress, with the exception of a handful, and a very few handful, they're not for this. You know, the way we're going to beat Biden is let him go in office and let him fail. And he will fail.
You bet.
So that's your ticket for 2022 and 2024. I would tell Trump, take a page from Nixon.
Yep.
Nixon left. He ran for governor of California, and he lost to a popular Pat Brown. But what he did between 62 and 66 is really what got him elected. He went all over the country. Any place a Republican candidate for the House or the Senate was running, he was there.
And he ran for governor of California in 1964, did he not?
In 62.
Okay, but he got beat.
He got beat. And there are a lot of Republicans that said, hey, run in 64. And you've seen what Johnson did to Goldwater. Johnson probably, nobody was going to win 64 with the memory of John F. Kennedy. You know, it took a few more years.
No, and everybody thought Goldwater was nuts, but he was spot on with what he said about from a military standpoint. Everything he said, it came true.
And he was a prophet of the future. He prophesied. I think he made Ronald Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Ronald Reagan gave that speech for him in 64.
Let me ask you a question. I've got a listener that just sent me a message here, and Sue, the dispatcher. And happy birthday, Sue. She says, do you think the real Republicans still in office will turn up the heat and harass Biden and Kamala the way they did Trump?
Republicans in the Senate, Biden's weak. There's Achilles heel. His weak spot is you've got to get all your cabinet secretaries, everybody that needs to be confirmed to the Senate. Now, if they hold Georgia, that gives them a two-vote majority.
Yep.
And I don't think too many of them. I think right now the only person I can see possibly being confirmed in a big way, bipartisan, is Janet Yellen.
Yeah, she's been there before. She's been there before. It certainly won't be Becerra.
No, not at all.
Or Becerra, rather. Becerra. I was going to try this. What did he call him? He called him Baccaria. Yeah, it's not going to be. It's not going to be Javier Becerra. It's not going to be him.
The Secretary of Defense is going to be questionable too. But then the Republicans can say every time Trump put up one, you voted unanimously against them.
Okay.
So we don't have to carry anybody. They don't have to carry Joe Biden's spears. It would.
Okay.
If you want to set Biden up for failure, So give him as much leave all as right. possible so he can do that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for taking the time to have a chat with us about that, and we appreciate your opinion, and Kyle and I are going to go back at it again. So thanks very much, Dan.
You two go at it, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. And that's Dan DeMann up there in Lafayette, Indiana, and he is a political professor. So there you go, emeritus, I might say. And now we've got the professor of politics. But anyway, Kyle, you know, there are senators that have already come out and said that they're willing to work with Joe Biden, and guess who the leader of the pack is?
Who's that?
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney, well, not surprising there.
Yeah, there's four of them that came out yesterday and said, well, we're okay with Joe Biden. We'll work with him, and we'll try to make things happen. We'll try to be bipartisan, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking to myself when they said that, I just want to get sick.
Well, because people are still pretty sick from the fact that Donald Trump was never afforded any kind of honeymoon of any kind. It was mortal combat from day one. And so, yeah, it's very difficult for people to get that taste out of their mouth. But, of course, politicians will start saying things because they want to be able to get things for themselves as well. They see now the writing on the wall. They know who's going to be the president, and they're going to line up accordingly in many ways. But, again, this idea, this is why Georgia is so important. It doesn't matter what they do if they don't have a majority in the Senate to, at the very least, be able to respond to the conservative voters of this country and say, look, okay, we're going to put up a firewall here on at least, the very least, the incredibly crazy things that Joe Biden will want to do.
Well, here's something interesting to consider. Under federal law, if there's a tie between the two chambers of commerce, the slate sent by the governors will be declared the winner. That's the ultimate guarantee. In other words, even though Whitmer filed a slate of Biden electors, and they just had this big thing that came out of Michigan yesterday, an audit finds that a county in Michigan, their Dominion voting, was rigged to create fraud to the tune of 68% error rate in Antrim County, Michigan, which we're going to talk to Ron Edwards about. Even though that's there and we know about it, because of the way the law is set up, the way it was set up by the Congress to begin with, the pro-Trump slates will lose because none were endorsed by the governors on Monday.
Well, right. And I might add, too, that the Federal Election Commission, the FEC, allows only a maximum error rate of, get this, Captain, 0.0008%.
I know.
Computerized voting systems, and it was 68% on that audit of those machines.
And this comes from this Amistad group that was out there again.
Right, right. So, I mean, honestly, anybody could take a look at that and simply say, "Wow!" I mean, this is way, way, way beyond the pale.
Yeah. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, and we will be back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, going to take a look at the highways and byways. We have a developing major snowstorm fixing to go up the east coast of the United States and create pure havoc starting tomorrow and Thursday, and it's going to be a barn burner of a storm. So don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there and find out how come we tell you all about them. And make sure you tell them you heard me talking about them on the Captain's America Third Watch. You get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee, which isn't too bad on the Third Watch when you need a little something to kind of spur you up a little bit. And by the way, consider becoming a member of the Drivers Club, because when you do that, then you'll get points. You'll get points that you can use for buying fuel, for buying food in the restaurant, and for buying supplies in the trucker's store. So there you go. All righty, we're going to get started. And this goes out to Ron in Denver, who told me about this. So, Ron, this one's for you.
Just go far and queen in Belfast.
That's Travis Tritt in concert, and that was in Texas. And Ron, up in Denver, who listens to us every night, and thank you very much, Ron, sent me that, and he says, you need to play that. He says, that's a little better version than the Rolling Stones. So, Kyle, what do you think?
I like that version an awful lot.
Yeah, and I got all the people, all the girls screaming and this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. And it was good. I mean, I liked it. You could tap along, you could dance to it, whatever. But anyway, let's get to the weather, because, boy, have we got weather to talk about. A potent system is passing through the Intermountain West today and will eject out into the South Central Plains for Tuesday. Now, this system will then progress into the east on Wednesday, and a surface low is expected to develop and rapidly intensify along the mid-Atlantic coastline. This has the potential for a major nor'easter, which would result in a number of impacts from extremely heavy snow, as much as a foot, foot and a half to 2 feet up in New England, but also in parts of the higher elevations of New Jersey and Maryland and Virginia, with icing, heavy snow, gusty winds, and a whole bunch more. Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain, and thanks again to Ron, our listener there in Denver. We're going to start there tonight. It's 23 degrees right now in Denver, and it's snowing. On Tuesday, looks like they're going to have some sunshine with the snow, light snow returning on Friday, it looks like. So it's maybe going to maybe be a little bit warmer at 33 degrees on that day. But, of course, we also have the winter weather advisory as we go down the I-25 corridor, and that is going to skirt basically the southeast corner of Colorado, the northeast corner of New Mexico. So be careful in those areas if you're traveling down I-25. High wind watch up in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, that area there, so be careful there. Wind advisories tonight along I-90 going across Montana. This is in the Livingston Big Timber area. This is going to be just east of Bozeman, so you've got those things happening there. Winter weather advisory in northern Washington. This is going to be in the Spokane area. And in Seattle, Washington, right now, they've got rain for the next many days, it looks like. 45 degrees there right now. Portland, Oregon, checking in at 42. They're going to have rain on Tuesday, Captain, and that rain is, looks like it's forecasted to last for a week. So by next Tuesday, that's when it might stop raining there. Winter storm watch up in the Reno, Carson City area, also in Northern California, as well, also encompassing the Yosemite Valley area, it looks like. And then coastal flood advisory continues in the Bay Area, and high wind advisory, this is going to be in the Santa Clarita area, and as you travel up I-5 in California. And that's what it looks. Oh, well, one more quick thing, Captain, and that is the freeze warning. This is in the Tempe area, Phoenix Tempe area, just south of there along I-10, and also covering a little bit of I-8 near Casa Grande in Arizona. So again, freeze warning there in Arizona.
Okay, just a little footnote for those of you, I-90, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, winter weather advisory up there going over Coeur d'Alene towards Spokane, and then, of course, Yakima and over there in Wenatchee going that way along I-90 and down in the valley and up on the higher elevations, and Snoqualmie tonight, you have snow coming out of Seattle, or if you're dropping down into Seattle, you'll have snow to contend with in Snoqualmie up in the pass, so be careful there. Okay, here we go, Southeastern New Mexico, high wind warning. East of El Paso, you've got a high wind warning there, down towards the Mexican border and on up towards, again, towards Pecos and I-20 and 24. We do have snow tonight, winter weather advisory, the central part of Nebraska on down through the western half of Kansas, and then down into Oklahoma, and in the central part of Oklahoma tonight, I-35 up towards Oklahoma City, you got about a 75-mile swath from about 40, 50 miles into Oklahoma on up to just about the Kansas line with a winter storm warning where conditions are going to deteriorate rapidly. It's not just snow there. There's also icing conditions going on with what looks like sleet and possibly freezing rain. Now, over in the East Coast area right now, we'll start down along 95 in South Carolina. We've got some winds blowing along 95 in South Carolina. When you get up into Virginia, I-81, all the way up to Harrisburg, all the way up to Binghamton, New York, you're going to have winter weather driving conditions with snow flurries there right now. That this doesn't have anything to do with the storm that's developing. This is a little system that's going across, dumping 2 to 4 inches in some places, 6 in others. It also goes across the Berkshires over into Massachusetts and the higher elevations in Connecticut and southern New York, including the Adirondacks. Like I said, over to Binghamton, over to Elmira. Half of Pennsylvania is covered with winter driving conditions tonight, and Jersey as well, and also Maryland. And again, if you're going up I-81, if you're in the Virginia mountains or if you're in the West Virginia mountains, I-64 and I-70 going across West Virginia into Maryland, you are going to have snow and winter conditions to drive along the way there. Okay, well, Kyle, back to the Flying Jays, the pilots and the Flying Jays. You never know, you know, you might get the luck of the draw sometimes, and depending on where you go, the pilots, of course, they've got usually a sit-down restaurant in them, a Denny's, a Huddle House, a Moe's Southwest Grill, and once in a while, the bigger pilots will have an extra place for you, like maybe an Arby's, KFC, a Dairy Queen, full-service Dairy Queen in my head, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and, of course, some of them have Dunkin' Donuts in them. So if you want a donut in the middle of the night, you might get lucky there, right?
That's right. And if you're cold, a great cup of coffee. We think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee on the interstate.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hold on. Especially at 3 o'clock in the morning when you need to have something to spike you up there. All righty. I'll be right back with Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. More coming your way on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition. Stay warm wherever you're at. Stay the heck out of the snow if you can do it, too. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.